You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922. Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. I'm excited to share a collection of moody tracks that I feel evoke the darker side of summer. From long-lost, eccentric, psychedelic Canadian garage rock to poetry by confessional poet Anne Sexton, I hope you'll stick around to indulge in this strange and alluring mix with me.
Bird of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high in the summer sky. Bird of prey, flying high, gently pass on by. Bird of prey, flying high, am I going to die? Bird of prey, flying high, take me on your flight.
Get better, but you'll never get well. Don't try to fool me, babe, cause I can't tell. I've wasted my time, now I lost my mind. Don't try to kid me, baby, I don't even like your kind. You knew I loved you, look how hard I fell. I've been just nothing but a big dumbbell. Don't use your jive on me, cause I can tell. You might get better, but you'll never get well.
Yeah.
You just heard You Might Get Better, But You'll Never Get Well, played by Henry Red Allen and his orchestra. Heavily influenced by Louis Armstrong, Henry was described as being the last great trumpeter to emerge from New Orleans. Next up, you'll hear I'm a Livin' Sickness by The Calico Wall. The Calico Wall was a largely unknown garage rock band from Minnesota, but this track that you are about to hear is, in my opinion, startlingly ahead of its time in its lyricism. After that, you'll hear a haunting track by the infamous Charles Manson, who, believe it or not, was actually friends with Dennis Wilson at one point, who will also make an appearance later in the hour.
That way. They all look at me and they frown. Do I really look so strange? If they really dug themselves, I know they'd want to change. Everybody says you're no good, 'cause you don't do like they think you should. Do you expect them? And do you expect you to act like them? Look at them, man. Look at the fix they're in. I don't care. I don't care what they say. Just let them sit there and burn. The young might not be so dumb after all, and from the young you might even learn. Everybody says you're no good, 'cause you don't do like they think you should. You expect them to act like you? Do you expect them to expect you to act like them? You expect to see, you expect a fool to see what a fix he's in.
Thank you very much.
I want to share an intriguing piece of Canadian garage rock history with you. A teenage band called Those Rogues from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, recorded just one lone single in 1967 called I Wish I Could See You Again. Back in the 60s, Sault Ste. Marie actually had a surprisingly vibrant psychedelic rock scene, and Those Rogues were quite active on the circuit. Describing his band, the lead singer Brian Primeau said, "It's like going to an LSD party without the LSD." This next track for me really encapsulates that feeling of melancholic summertime emptiness. It's a Beach Boys bootleg called I Feel So Fine, recorded sometime in 1982, taken from what is called the Cocaine Sessions. This title comes from an unconfirmed rumor that Dennis Wilson convinced Brian Wilson to record the sessions by enticing him with cocaine and hamburgers from McDonald's. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I do find the track to be quite haunting because Brian and Dennis Wilson were famously going through quite a difficult time during this period. Dennis would also pass away just 1 year later in 1983.
Thank you.
thing to die. Since you ask, most days I cannot remember. I walk in my clothing, unmarked by that voyage. Then the almost unnameable lust returns. Even then I have nothing against life. I know well the grass blades you mention, the furniture you have placed under the sun. But suicides have a special language. Like carpenters, they want to know which tools. They never ask why build. Twice I have so simply declared myself, have possessed the enemy, eaten the enemy, have taken on his craft, his magic. In this way, heavy and thoughtful, warmer than oil or water, I have rested, drooling at the mouth hole. I did not think of my body at needlepoint. Even the cornea and the leftover urine were gone. Suicides have already betrayed the body. Stillborn, they don't always die. But dazzled, they can't forget a drug so sweet that even children would look on and smile. To thrust all that life under your tongue, that all by itself becomes a passion. Death's a sad bone, bruised, you'd say. And yet she waits for me, year after year, to so delicately undo an old wound, to empty my breath from its bad prison. Balanced there, suicides sometimes meet, raging at the fruit, a pumped-up moon, leaving the bread they mistook for a kiss, leaving the page of the book carelessly open, something unsaid, the phone off the hook, and the love, whatever it was, an infection.
Where have you been to? Where did you go? Did you follow the summer out when the winter pushed its face in the snow? Or have you come by again to die again? Well, try again another time. Crystal swan, did you see yourself deep inside the velvet pond? Or have you come by again to die again? Well, try again another time. When you set to shape the world, was the shape of you? Or did you cast enchanting glance through the eye that all men use? Or have you come by again to die again? Well, try again another time. Did you find that the universe doesn't care at all? Did you find that if you don't care, this whole wrong world will fall? Or have you come by again to die again? Well, try again another time. In the sky, did you find that the world outside is all inside your mind? Or have you come by again to die again? Well, try again another time.
Thank you.
The next song you'll hear is a demo of Night at the Asylum by an incredible outsider musician from Massachusetts called Bob Trimble from his 1980 album Iron Curtain Innocence. I was not only struck by how strange and beautiful the song is, but I was also immediately drawn to the cover of the album, which depicts a solemn-looking Bob Trimble holding his electric guitar in one hand and a Tommy gun in the other. Bob has said, quote, "There's a void that music fills for me from all of life's experiences that takes me out of the black hole in space."
Take one, just for fun. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
hotel swimming pool. She waits nude on her back, light pouring from her seams. This ballad on a tree.
Suffering from depression?
Depression is one thing, but just a general sense of confusion, bewilderment, sense of shipwreck that you know, you've screwed up badly.
When you talk about being in distress, I mean, do you mean depression? Has mental illness been a strong factor in your life?
Yes, I feel like I'm coming out of the closet, but depression has certainly been an element that I've had to deal with all through my life. And, you know, my cover story looked wonderful.
That you were just this bummed out artist and you had success writing songs about it?
No, the guy's doing okay. Like, what's he got to complain about, you know? Nobody dealt me any bad cards.
But if you're manic depressive, you know, that's a bad card.
I think that just goes with the territory. Everybody's got something that they got to deal with that is rough.
And the solutions you sought included what? Travel, drugs, scotch,
well, yeah,
Prozac?
I still do. I mean, you know, what happened was that somewhere along the line I understood that this question had to be addressed on the fundamental level of consciousness.
You just heard one of my favorite songs by Iggy and the Stooges called Till the End of the Night. And before that was an excerpt from a 1997 CTV interview with Leonard Cohen. And before that, you heard Temper by Toronto-based synth-goth pop band Theo Vandenhoff, who I would highly recommend seeing live. They are incredible. Next up, you'll hear another 60s Canadian garage rock band from Montreal called The Haunted with a rare track titled I'm Just Gonna Blow My Little Mind to Bits.
You make a
The final Dark Summer track we just ended off on is a newly released song called Grey by the Ottawa-based one-man band called The Sun Through a Telescope. That is it for me today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Salt Licked in Rapture on CFRC Radio, broadcasting live from Queen's University.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
I mean, if there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see. But a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, a different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social and political system.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first.